It's EV News briefly for Friday, 19th of September. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you're under a time crunch today, let's get you up to speed. Mitsubishi returning to Europe. Mitsubishi's new Eclipse Cross. All right, let's be honest. It's a reworked Renault Scenic. That's no bad thing. The Scenic's a great vehicle. Big battery. Really big. 87 kilowatt hours. Chemistry is NMC. Range, 372 miles WLTP to go with the big battery Renaults. Of course, they're leaning into that Nissan-Renault partnership. Is Mitsubishi returning to Europe and with a really good vehicle. Rapid charging, fresh interior, redesigned styling, built in France by Renault. Hyundai will launch its first extended range EV, joining the trend that it's exploding in China right now. But by the time it arrives sometime, maybe towards the end of 2027, will the EREV fad be over? I mean, the batteries are so big in extended range electric vehicles. I mean, at that point, just buy a pure EV. They say over 600 miles of range will come in this in total with liquids and electrons. Audi is preparing a compact entry-level EV. This would sit below the Q4, so what do you want to call it? An A3 e-tron? We think two battery options, 4-hour power output on the newly upgraded MEB Plus platform. That's good. Small Audis have always been really popular, at least over here as well. China's Linktor Automotive is going to debut a micro car. The quadricycle, technically actually, they're called L6E and L7E. They're not cars. Quadricycles are exempt from EV import tariffs. They want to sell 20,000 of them a year in Europe. They're betting that a two-door, two-seat microcar with 180 kilometers of range could be popular. Tesla has confirmed today they're going to rework the door handles of the Model Y. It's because there's no manual backup. And so this week, the NHTSA launched an official inquiry into a series of complaints that they'd had, particularly from parents that had put the child in the car. The door closes. If the 12-volt battery, if the voltage sags, the electronic door handles don't work, and they've had to be smashing windows to get in. Look, it doesn't happen to everybody, obviously, but when it does, you don't want your kid trapped inside the car, or pets, or anybody, right? So anyone that can't pull the emergency release, if the 12-volt sags, Tesla confirming they will rework that to have a manual backup. Kind of makes sense, right? Electric cars are now over 30% of Germany's August new car registrations. Tesla's Model Y dropped sharply. Local models like the VW ID3 led the sales for the third consecutive month. It's so good to see Germany recovering after it had that wobble when they literally just got rid of all of their incentives overnight and really shocked the car market. Austria and Germany are shutting down their public hydrogen stations amid low demand and high costs. When I meet people and they find out what I do about EVs, the future of transport, they say, oh, I read in the newspaper hydrogen's the future. I don't correct them. That's a big conversation to have. I go, oh, wow, okay, that's cool. I'll look into that. But Europe's network will decline to under 200 stations across all of Europe by the end of this year. Hydrogen has a future somewhere in mobility. But in passenger cars that you and I drive, don't be fooled. It's not the future. China's Onvo L90 has earned top marks in the latest SUV comparison. It leads in cabin space, braking, intelligent tech. Pure electric SUVs outperformed EREVs in this test. The Onvo L90 is a brilliant SUV. Ontario's Premier Doug Ford is pressing the Prime Minister Mark Carney to keep Canada's 100% tariff on Chinese EVs to secure Canadian jobs, they say. Autel Energy is integrating Phoenix Contact's new 1,000-amp liquid-cooled cables for a megawatt of charging over the CCS connector. Toyota are saying, we know how to make plug-in hybrid owners to plug in. They're reworking the Toyota app to nudge you to plug in your plug-in hybrid. That's briefly